This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number. I don't know why I sang it, but I appreciate you conducting. For those of you watching over at, video.freetalklive.com?
It is.
603-283-6160. If you want to join us, we've got some calls on hold, and we'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And we're kicking off hour two here. Were we done with the ninja thing?
I mean, there's more, but we can also stop.
Okay.
The highlight was in the title. Like, the headline was all you needed to know. The rest of it is just filler.
I still don't, like, I don't get how you dress up in full ninja garb with a sword and go to a military bit or an airstrip,
right,
airport with a military installation
on it. He was looking for his family, man.
And apparently having an identity crisis.
Because Mexicans can't have ninjas?
Well, no, he asked the, do you know who I am? Like, okay. Well, that's either like he expected the guy to know who he is. Right?
Not with the full ninja garb.
In which case he would have had to already have been a famous ninja, right? Which he obviously was not. So, or he didn't know who he was and was like, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Like, it was a legitimate question, not like a threatening question. It was like, I have amnesia. Do you know who I am?
I feel like if you're a famous ninja, you weren't doing your job right.
Imagine that, waking up, like, not knowing who you are, and you're, like, dressed in full ninja garb, and you're just like, who am I? Oh, my gosh, what's going on?
What was that? I've got this sword. I might as well go find my family.
What was that old sci-fi show? The guy who would, like, sort of inhabit other people's bodies.
Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap, yeah. Imagine if he, like, jumped into, like, the body of a ninja and was like, do you know who I am? All right.
That was a great show.
All right. Well, didn't they have, what's the guy's name?
Scott Bakula?
That's the guy, yeah. Count Bakula.
Okay.
That's what I call him. He was also in the not-so-popular Star Trek.
Enterprise?
That's the one, yeah.
Yep.
Count Bakula. All right. Anyway. We'll come back to, you know, more stuff about, well, all sorts of fun things.
Pop culture that Captain Kickass can't remember.
That's right. Even though I'm totally old enough to remember. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We're going to Major Payne from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
We're okay. What's on your mind?
While you had me on hold, that little bit from the Onion Network there about the politician raising Cain about what are men going to do next, marry horses, and then theoretically getting chastised for having a romantic interlude in question with his own horse and going on expensive vacations in Spain and whatnot with him. Well, I pray that the politicians we are all the jackasses that we perceive them to be, because a jackass can't breed. So let's hope I'm right on that one.
Thanks, Major.
We did an article several weeks ago.
No, I'm not done. It's about postal workers?
Yes.
You guys, about postal workers. All right.
What about
I remember
them?
Back in the day when they first started having these, what should we call them, unscheduled parties at the post office. And, you know, people were bugging out and shooting up the joint and whatnot.
Yes.
And, well, I knew a postal worker, and I asked him, I says, well, how do these guys keep getting all these rock and roll weapons? And to the uneducated, that means fully automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, by mail.
Yeah, of course. You could order them back in the day off the back of Soap Your Fortune magazine.
No,
or something
just stealing the mail.
You know.
No, just the parts to transfer. You know, to make it fully automatic.
Oh yeah.
Or the diagrams to show you which part to file to make it rock and roll. Or but nowadays they sell a little gizmo. It's a fancy trigger that fires on the pull and the release.
Binary.
So if you can keep track of your target and just bat, 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 you're pretty near fully automatic right there.
There's the binary trigger for that, which is pull and release.
Yeah.
And there's also now who's getting in trouble with the ATF, possibly, maybe, but he's fighting back, the forced reset trigger.
Mm.
which forces...
What's that one? I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, look into that. The FART 15, FRT 15, force reset trigger.
When I was 15, I used to fart.
So it basically, if you can figure out the weight of the trigger pull and kind of just balance your finger on there, the forced reset mechanism automatically pushes your finger forward and forces the trigger mechanism to reset, and then you just pull it again.
Back into its original position, so you don't have to worry about the full thing. It forces it.
It forces it forward and, like, holds the hammer in place so the hammer does, so it's not a hammer follow. So, yeah.
Basically, you just got to train your finger for a 5-pound pull, and it'll keep on pumping.
Yes, but it's a single pull every time. But the ATF is trying to categorize that as a machine gun. And this particular company, I forget the name of the company, but they do the force reset trigger. They're actually fighting back. So they're, you know.
I wonder if it's Timmy. They make the best triggers in the world, as far as I know.
It's not them. It's a smaller company that I can't think of the name of offhand.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major. We appreciate it. Let's go right away to Brian calling from Kentucky. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. What's on your mind, Brian?
So, you were talking about that military base and not having any guards or anything. I don't know what military bases was.
Well, they had guards. They just apparently didn't have guns, I guess?
Well, the majority of most of your bases, good luck trying to come through because every post is manned, mm-hmm. not only with military members, but also DOD, Department of Defense. So, go to an active military base. Like, I was stationed on Fort Stewart, Georgia. Good luck getting on that base because you wasn't going to come through it because they had active MPs on guard.
Now, were they armed? That's the question, Brian. Like,
yes, they are armed.
Well, they
are armed.
Right, but all the soldiers on base are not, which is why the people who got onto base and shot up the bases, right? They're like, well, why didn't the soldiers fight back? And it's because they did not have their arms.
Well, first of all, they shouldn't have been able to get on because they should have never gotten past the checkpoint.
Well, this guy was a ninja, apparently.
Well, this also wasn't a military base. This was an airport.
There you go. I mean, now you're dealing with TSA. They're a joke anyway. So, but you go on active military bases, and they're not going to get on.
Because all the soldiers on there are carrying around their military-issued firearms.
Yeah, not all of them on base. It's the ones that are at the checkpoints to get on the base.
Mm. What about at, like, a civilian airport where, you know, there is a military area? Would those guards be armed?
That sounds like Mexicans can't get through because border control stops them at the checkpoints.
I remember a buddy of mine.
If you come through the designated point of entry, you are not getting through, my friend.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian.
I don't know about the civilian airport stuff, but I know a lot of civilian airports have police officers on duty.
Sure. And yet a guy in full military garb with a katana, right?
Ninja garb, not military.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ninja garb gets through.
Right, that's unbelievable. But I know for a fact that. Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember the incident that happened in Norfolk, Virginia, on the naval base. They had a guy try to ram his car.
I was going to say, is that the guy who ran his car through? And of course, he didn't get very far.
He didn't go far because they had those things in the ground that they just popped up in the air, and he actually ran into that.
Sure.
So. That's what I'm talking about, those checkpoints on an active military base. They're not going to get through.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight and the clarification, Brian.
So, new pro tip,
we appreciate it.
Don't go through the checkpoint.
Well, if you're a ninja, that shouldn't be an issue.
Find another way in.
And I'm guessing it wasn't an issue for this particular ninja, right? Because, he obviously got by somebody before he, popped out of the bushes or from behind a poof of smoke or whatever in front of this guy who was ironically having a smoke.
Or, so if he was smoking, he was probably outside, so this person probably didn't even need to go inside the airport through any of the checkpoints.
He got to the hangar area, right, where the planes are being stored.
So definitely inside the airport and past some TSA at least.
Yeah.
At a minimum, or supposedly anyway.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts. Plus, we'll be talking about, well, some other fun stuff. This is Free Talk Live.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Forked in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. You're welcome. I wasn't really talking to you. I was talking to the listeners.
Well, to them, you're welcome.
They are welcome.
Welcome to call in.
Welcome to call in at 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those in moments. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Last year, we told you about Intercoin here on Free Talk Live, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch with you to learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org. All right, so let's go to more of your calls and thoughts because, well, it's called Free Talk Live for a reason. We're going to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, Kickass.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Captain Kickass.
Oh. Captain Kickass, I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. I've been called worse by much better people.
Anyway, well, there you go. You know, the other co-host, major one, Mark. Mark is the other one.
He's one of the other ones, yes.
Does he fund the advertising for the for that, I don't know, these enterprise zones, Belize,
well,
Central America?
I don't know that he funds them. He's certainly, I call it gallivanting. That's kind of what my phrase is for what Mark does.
Okay.
He travels the world, basically, gets on airplanes and talks to people and goes and checks out other areas of the globe that...
I like his term for it, is the Move Here Project.
Yeah, that may, you know, he's looking for places that are freer, if you will, than, let's say, New Hampshire.
Right.
Or other places in the United States. He's like, he's literally scouring the globe for places where a man can be free. And so that's kind of, you know, my take on what he does. I don't know enough about, you know, what the organizations he represents do as far as funding and if he represents them or if he's just out there, you know, on his own sort of, you know, gallivanting of his own accord. I don't have enough information. You might have to ask him the next time he's on the show.
Yeah,
feel free to call in.
Is he ever hosting the show? Or
He's kind of on a hiatus right now, but he will be back. Mark, you know, is not the kind of guy to not appear on the show again.
To him, but I think we can talk now because what he's doing is you know, effectively diminishing our liberty migration.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah, I also disagree. I think that there's room for both things to occur. Like, when we'll call it the Free State Project or the Greater Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, when it was getting started, when it was just kicking off, it was because people were opening their minds and going, hey, what if? What is possible? What if we did this? What if we did that? What if we all got a bunch of people together to move to one place to see if we can affect the system and realize liberty in our lifetime? Mark just took that a step further and went, well, what if there's other places where this is also possible? So
right. If he finds the place that's freer than New Hampshire is, and then has the potential to get more free,
or even
faster,
just as free,
well,
and has the ability to affect another area of the globe where he finds a bunch of freedom-oriented people who want to move to a place where they can be more free than they currently are, then New Hampshire would have an ally in another place somewhere else on the globe.
But what I'm saying is if you move to New Hampshire for more freedom, would you not then move to wherever Mark found for the same reason?
Hang on. Go ahead, Bedslave.
I get all that, and I, you know, and I still disagree. I think that that every time you offer someone an opportunity to be free, other than New Hampshire, you're diluting our pool of migrants, and I think that that Mark should stop doing that, because I don't expect there to be any benefit.
Why do you want to keep people less free if New Hampshire is not the freest place to be?
Because I don't think that any of these, you know, also rans are going to actually effectively.
So people serious about freedom then aren't going to move, and it's not diluting anything, because the real serious people are going to move here.
Well, no, I mean, you know, they might be deciding between the two, and then, you know, go for Mark's option of some random place.
If it's more free, why not?
I want the whole world to be free. I don't want just New Hampshire to be free. And there's some things about New Hampshire that not everybody loves. Not everybody loves the winter, and that's cool. If you want to move somewhere else, then, you know, you don't have to come to New Hampshire.
Hang on, Batslave.
New Hampshire for 30 years.
Yeah, hang on, Batslave. Hang on, Batslave. So we know you've listened to this show long enough that you know that we are fans of something called the free market, and I think you are too. Are you not?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so in a free market, you would have competition, regardless of what the destiny or destination is. So there would be, you know, let's say New Hampshire, you know, we do secede and we become one of the freest places in the world. Let's just say that happens. Now, there should be somewhere else on planet Earth that is also as free, if not more free, or free in a different way as a competitor, so that people have a choice.
I mean,
there shouldn't be this centralized
Free State Project
bit.
West or Free State West or something. It's just it's not a thing.
There's a reason I'm saying what I'm saying,
and
you haven't even touched it. That reason is
touch it all the time.
That the only place that has ever taken up the idea of individual liberty as a concept has been America. As you know, it hasn't happened anymore. Huh?
I mean, America may be the last stand, but there, you know, what is it said? Like, there's a whole bunch of countries out there who, with one thing in common, and that's celebrating their independence from the British Empire. So there's a handful of countries out there that have been oppressed.
But the United States is the only one that had a limiting constitution, a republic, you know, sovereignty for all the states.
Well, except on paper. You know, yeah, except it didn't actually do any of that.
And of course it's on paper. That's all there can be. But the fact is that
in reality.
That the seed. There is this seed in America that doesn't exist anywhere else. And
sure.
I think that's why anywhere else is going to fail.
And why is it
thanks for the call, Batslave.
Why is Mark able to find all these other move here places where they're giving freedom a chance?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's room for both. And I've said that from the beginning, from the onset of things. Like, if somebody wants to go and gallivant and find other free places, far out, solid, and right on, man. Go, do. If that's your calling, go and do. You know, I'm going to be here in New Hampshire for a while at least, if not for the rest of my life, but
I would reconsider.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Off the California coast, the Huntington Beach mayor, Kim Carr, says they're working feverishly to try to prevent what she says could become
potential ecological disaster.
Speaking about an oil spill, about 3,000 barrels of oil that was reported Saturday morning off the coast of Huntington Beach. They've determined it's come from an offshore oil facility, the city having to close the beach access, and also the spill canceled the second day of the Pacific Air Show. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso charging the Democrats are delaying the infrastructure bill vote to get their agendas through the reconciliation package. The Wyoming Republican telling Fox News Sunday that far-left Democrats are in charge and President Biden is simply doing their bidding. And this is USA Radio News. In Orange County, Florida, police believe they have located the body of a missing college student, 19-year-old Mia Marcano. She'd been missing for over a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Orange County Sheriff John Mina said deputies found the body in a wooded area of Timbercon earlier on Saturday. Police said they were confident it was Marcano because deputies found a purse with her identification and belongings. Armando Caballero, who's been identified as a person of interest in the disappearance of Marcano, was found dead in an apparent suicide last week in Seminole County.
The U.S. Supreme Court preparing to open its latest term on Monday with several high-profile cases to consider among them. The High Court will hear this term, a Mississippi case defending a state law that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Sunday night edition. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's my old face. Just kidding. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment.
My calls?
Not yours.
Oh,
the caller's calls. Okay. Your call, again.
Your point.
Generically, yeah. Your. It's like if I make a joke about your mom. I don't mean your mom specifically. I mean the general term, your mom.
That's not a spot.
Everyone's mom.
Yeah. Liberty in Our Lifetime is what I want to talk about. Get your digital tickets now for this event called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Although physical tickets are sold out, you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve that lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will all be speaking at this October 16th event. Get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com. See what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live-and-let-live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com.
You just picked that to rub the salt in the wound of bad slave, didn't you?
It just happened to, you know, kind of sometimes karma. You know,
how whatever. Convenient.
Now, no, I understand where Bad Slave is coming from, but there's a few things besides competition that I would like to point to, or at least one thing anyway that I'd like to point out, and that is Mark became very intimately familiar with the Free State Project. He was an active promoter of it. I would say Free Talk Live was probably the loudest voice that that particular organization had for at least the first, what, 5 years of the project?
At one point in time, Free Talk Live was probably responsible for the most number of movers right. as part of the project.
And so he met a whole bunch of people. And, you know, Mark's kind of a networking guy, right? He likes to meet people and
he's
know what they do and all that kind of stuff. Now, let's just say that New Hampshire goes ahead. You know, there's a bit of a declare your independence movement in New Hampshire right now, nhexit.us and some other places and things. Let's just say that something like that happens. I think it's a damn good idea to have somebody sort of gallivanting around the globe who is friendly to freedom and friendly to the folks here in New Hampshire.
No, there can only be one free place on the entire planet.
Because if we do declare our independence from the United States and become our own sovereign nation, we're going to need some friends in other countries to trade with, to ship to and from, to do business with, to all sorts of things, right? To communicate with, all of that kind of a thing. And to your point, yeah, like, it is ridiculous for me to think that New Hampshire is the only place where freedom-minded people can congregate to make a difference.
And I think more importantly, it's if you're a lover of freedom and you want everyone to be free, we should be open to the idea that there should be different areas of the world that are also free.
Yeah, especially if you want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to go on vacation.
Yeah.
You want to go on, like, status vacation. You want to go on freedom vacation.
Well, and it's like, okay, so I might not live in Russia or China, but the fact that those that people are being oppressed in those areas, that still upsets me. Even if I don't ever plan on visiting Russia or China, it's still a terrible thing. Like, I want everybody to be free to do what they want as long as it's not harming anybody else, and I want everybody to be able to live, you know,
yep.
a life of liberty.
Yeah. Then all those Russians and those Chinese should just move to New Hampshire.
All right. Speaking of people who are struggling with, you know, ways of freedom, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the next sequential vignette in the saga. So I last left you where
Wait, hold on, David.
Hospital.
Previously on David from New Mexico. Okay, go ahead, David.
Daves of our lives.
As the stomach turns.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Yeah, so the other parent had found a new boyfriend and gotten married and hired a lawyer, spent thousands, hired a lawyer, and filed a lawsuit against me to terminate my parental rights to my own children and adopt my children to him because that would be cool. And much easier then to push the biological father out of the lives of the children, especially since they were young enough that they could be brainwashed into thinking that the new father was their biological father and that I never existed. So, but they took me to trial, Matt, and Judge M. Monica Zamora in New Mexico sided with them and terminated my parental rights. I appealed that to the New Mexico Court of Appeals, and I won a unanimous three-judge decision overturning Zamora, and that remanded it back to Judge John J. Romero, Jr. to patch things up, to do the appropriate thing.
Right.
And he never did that, and so it's been stalled there. But here's the vignette. Here's the next vignette of the infinite wisdom of your government, the infinite wisdom of your courts, family and children's courts. So they just stalled, obstructed me, and left my kids with the stepfather, cutting me out of the lives of my children. And now, fast forward, you know, like 8-9 years later, the wonderful step-parent, who is now the man in my children's lives, beats up their mother when he's drunk, attempts to rape her, It was an aggravated, it was a felony aggravated battery on a household member with a sexual attempt as well. And then my son enters the scene and is assaulted and battered.
Did the did the stepdad face any charges for this when this happened?
Yeah, he faced all those charges I just laid out, four of them, including one felony, and he got them all but one. He pleaded to one, a misdemeanor, a battery on a household member, and they erased the rest of them. And he got a suspended sentence, according to the court records. And justice is served. But let's look at the children for a second.
Yes.
So they push out the biological father, who actually cared about his kids, out of the lives of the children. They replace him with something infinitely better, the step-parent, who then goes on to assault, batter, and attempt to rape, and is then divorced. And that dude is out of those children's lives now. So these children are left with what? No father, no male figure, except for the next boyfriend in the sequential series of boyfriends that women like my ex seem to accuse. So that's where these children are left in the infinite wisdom.
David, I have to ask, you know, why do children need a father when they have government to tell them what to do and how to do it?
Well, they absolutely don't need a father. The government is the end-all, be-all to everything and solves all problems and is everything to everybody.
There's also an implication there that the biological parents are always the best, but they also have a tendency to, like, beat their kids as well. So that's not always, you know.
Yeah, there's a culture thing that plays into child abuse, you know, specifically beatings and discipline and that kind of thing. It is true. But there is a whole overwhelming bit of evidence that says children who are brought up in a two-parent household fare significantly better in life than those who are brought up in a single-parent household.
Right.
Yeah, and they're actually statistically less likely to be abused.
Sure, but it's not like the biological parent doesn't abuse their kids in every case as well.
Right, but in this instance, which is what we're talking about, there is no court record showing that I battered my son, but there is a court record showing that the stepfather in this case did batter my son, right. Not his son.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. Please continue to keep us updated on your situation, especially with the children, and I hope you get some real justice, not this justice that the system's giving you. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live. We're going to talk a little bit about how the show Seinfeld revealed authoritarianism.
What?
Yeah.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy.
Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. If you know, maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't like what these guys are talking about. Well, you can call in, change the subject. Doesn't matter.
That's the beauty of the show.
You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number. We've got plenty of calls on hold right now. So, you know, if you want to try and get in, please give a call. 603-283-6160. Tonight, I'm your host, the Captain. Joining me?
I'm Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And I do want to talk about this. How Seinfeld revealed authoritarianism. We'll get to that, though. But first, let's go to some of the calls. We've got Jet calling from... Jet, where are you calling from?
Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, a lot of times when I call in, the audience might think that somehow I'm referring to when I say things like, never use the term government or people's titles in that time, they might think that I'm talking about words or syntax or rhetoric, but that is not it at all.
Oh,
I'm
do tell.
Talk about, yeah, because I like what Nikki said. She said, I want everyone to be free.
Yes.
But if we really wish to change the world toward that freedom, we have, you know, about eliminating things like lockdowns and mandates, dictates, and other forms of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
We need to develop something like, let's say, a widely broadcasted radio program. You can call it Free Talk Live.
You could.
Anyway, the formula is, if you want to be free, if you want the world to be free, you have to take on the mindset, you have to create the visualizations, and you have to employ the speech of someone who wants to be free, which means that there's one element that needs to be engendered or repeated over and over.
A fundamental element, if you will?
A fundamental.
Fundamental.
A fundamental elephant?
Yes. Elephant. Yeah, it's totally irrelevant sometimes, but in this case, you must have and do this fact that there are other humans on this planet, and you are also humans.
Mm-hmm.
And these other humans literally have no more rights or privileges or special position than you or I do unless you give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You must stop thinking about them as separate people. You have to think of them as just other people who have no more right. And once enough people do that, or you broadcast that out enough, and every time someone brings up something like a lockdown or a mandate, you say, well, how do they have that right? Where do they get that privilege?
Yeah.
You just repeat that they don't. And you keep harping on that. Other people do not have any more rights than you or I.
So here's one area where I think Bad Slave may be correct, insofar as there is a culture of freedom ingrained into the American psyche.
Mm.
And it may just be in words and in writing and in the founding documents.
There's terminology for certain.
Understood. But it also doesn't exist in a lot of places around the world, which is why getting them right to come to the ideas of freedom and liberty proves more difficult.
I also think it gives people a false sense of freedom, though, because, you know, like a lot of conservative people are like, oh, freedom isn't free, and, you know, they have all of their American freedom-ish rhetoric that they like to use. But there are, I wouldn't really say that the United States of America is a free place.
I wouldn't either.
Well, you literally have to.
A culturally ingrained phenomenon.
Hang on. Go ahead, Jet.
I said you literally have to take on the feeling and the idea, the mindset that, you know, the motto of New Hampshire, live free or die. This is how America was built. They took on this position, we're going to either attain this freedom or we are going to give our lives, our sacred honor, all that stuff that they said.
Yes, it was that important to them that they would risk death for freedom. And thanks for the call tonight,
Jeff. But now you have HDTV, and it's not that important anymore, man.
Well, and it's a good point. I like to always say that, like, freedom, true freedom starts from within.
Right.
So if you are the only person that can grant yourself freedom,
yes.
So you have to start from within, and then you can start doing some activism and, you know, spreading that freedom around and, you know,
right. So one of the fundamental properties of a free society, right, is like private property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is mine, I can do what I want. Private property rights is not a concept that exists in that manner in other countries. So when you try to explain private property to them, they're unable to conceptualize it.
Yeah.
And therefore unable to understand the concepts of freedom and liberty that stem from that. Because they don't get it. It's not there. They were not brought up with that culture. They were not brought up with that rhetoric. And so they cannot understand it fundamentally as easily as you can with Americans.
Well, and Jet makes a good point about, you know, literally you have to live free or die. Now, folks in New Hampshire, you know, there's some folks here that take that to heart and, you know, sort of live that. But not all of them, and by a long shot, right? Not an overwhelming
majority. Most people
not
by a long shot. Because the alternative, death, right, is very easy to attain if you really decide to live free.
Now, there are people, there are activists, there are other people involved in the liberty movement who risk far more than I do or we do, you
sure.
know, sitting here blabbing into the radio. However, if the United States really was a free place, we, that's us, the three of us sitting here blabbing into a microphone to a couple hundred radio stations across the nation, we would have no risk. There would be no risk associated. Now, there is risk associated with doing this. Sometimes people don't want to come on the show who have been on the show in the past, or maybe we've invited them to be on the show and they declined because they don't want to risk speaking out publicly. Now, why would they decline that? Well, because they're afraid of what's going to happen. What the individuals, these people that don't have any more rights than anybody else, that Jet says, because this organization of people with the belief in authority, they're afraid of what is going to happen to them if they get on public radio and start speaking out, as we have.
and the belief in authority comes with it, right? The use of violence against those speaking out in favor of freedom.
Right.
They will attack you.
Yes.
And if you want to be the guy, right, speaking out and being, you know, that much of an activist, you're literally putting your life on the line every time, as you should, right, if you believe in live free or die.
Right.
But the likelihood is, for the vast majority of people who try that tactic, right, death is going to be the option.
Yeah. No, agree. And all
then you
of,
lose an activist.
All of us, not all, a lot of the hosts here on Free Talk Live have day jobs, right? This isn't,
sure.
you know, a thing where like, yeah, yeah, well, you guys are getting paid big time. You're radio. No, that's not how Free Talk Live works, right? This is literally a public service that we are performing here. We are standing up. We are speaking out because we can. Most of us, because we feel a responsibility to yell it from the mountaintops. Hey, y'all are a bunch of frickin' slaves. Right? You are not free. You've been told that you're free. You've been told that your freedom comes at a price. You've been told that that price is this organization of horrible crimes, of horrible, inhumane things that they continue doing. Bombing people, killing people, segregating people, racism. All of the bad things that you're afraid people are going to do are committed by this other organization known as government.
Right. And it's easier to do on the radio because you get to speak it, but I'm sure this is an experience shared by other activist movers or whatever. It's a lot more difficult to deal with family and close friends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They want no part of this freedom.
Yeah.
How are you going to convince them?
A lot of folks have elucidated or told me that... You know, the most difficult freedom conversation they've had is the one, you know, at like a Thanksgiving dinner with their family, you know, Uncle Ed from, you know, oh, I was in the war and what, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, the family starts taking sides. I don't understand where you're coming. You know,
my mom listens to this show. And several weeks ago, whatever, I said, you know, Hawaii can just fall off into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's Hawaii is falling. It's gone. Like for freedom, it's gone.
She took it personal.
She took it personal. She's like, I did not really like to hear that. I go, you were warned. Right. I've been saying this for years. I've implored you to move for years. You don't even have to move to New Hampshire. Just move somewhere else where there's, you know, a better shot for you for freedom. And she's always turned me down. So I'm like, all right, so if it falls and you fall with it, my hands are tied. You were warned.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to call in and discuss, well, whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about. You can talk about anything else. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.